Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to consider the stakes in that Georgia runoff election, which is scheduled for January 5th. Yeah, it's going to be heated up. What are the stakes? The stakes are whether or not there will be a Republican majority in the Senate, whether Mitch McConnell, who's described by George Will as the most consequential conservative since Ronald Reagan, that ability of Mitch McConnell to actually help move the country in a right direction could be completely obliterated if things go the wrong way in Georgia. To get some perspective on what a joint governance between a Mitch McConnell and a Joe Biden might actually look like, George Will, who writes a twice-weekly column on politics and domestic and foreign affairs, he's been doing that since 1974, and since Joe Biden was young. And he's also, of course, a Pulitzer Prize winner. He's the author of the wonderful new book, The Conservative Sensibility, which is posted up at our website. George, it's great to speak to you again. If the Republicans do win at least one of these Senate seats and maintain control of the Senate, how can McConnell and Biden actually work together to help the country?
I believe the Republican control of the Senate would be a blessing for Joe Biden. Joe Biden was opposed for the Democratic nomination by all kinds of progressives to his left. He beat them more handily than Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders in 2016. Yet now the progressive left in the Democratic Party is saying that he owes them this, that, and the other thing. With Republican control of the Senate, Biden will be able to turn to these people and say, I'm sorry, Medicare for all, statehood for the District of Columbia, statehood for Puerto Rico, Green New Deal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, pack the Supreme Court, abolish the Electoral College, all of these things that do not represent what Americans are worried and concerned about, all of these crusades that are doomed to be failures in the end, all of these have to be set aside. And because McConnell and the Republicans control the Senate, Biden can say, we have to concentrate on things people actually care about. So I think it would be I suspect that in his heart of hearts, Mr. Biden will be quite content if Republicans win one of those two Georgia seats on January 5th.
What do you think is the best Republican strategy for focusing on those two seats? And again, they only need to win one, and then they have 51 votes to control the U.S. Senate. What should Republicans do or avoid in order to secure those seats in a couple of weeks?
Well, I think the Republicans should say divided government works. The American people must kind of like it because they certainly produce it often enough. That concentrated power in one party in Washington is not healthy. That concentrated power with the Democratic Party's progressive left, as ascendant as it is and as extreme as it is, doesn't work. You know, some centrist Democrats have said to their caucus in Congress, we were badly hurt by flirtation with the defund the police idea. We're badly hurt by flirtation with the label socialism. Get back to the fact that this remains a center-right country, and let's govern accordingly.
You mention in the column, and I had not been aware of this, that at one time Mitch McConnell was compared as a version of yourself. The National Review wrote that McConnell had the owlish, tight-lipped public demeanor reminiscent of George Will. I assume you took that as a
harsh
compliment.
But true, yes.
Okay, in terms of your doppelganger in as Majority Leader of the Senate, you talk about his legacy, which really is remarkable. He has been Majority Leader longer than any Republican. And what should he look toward as his legacy for the next, say, 2 years?
I think it's in his power to begin to have the Congress claw back powers, not powers that have been usurped, as is commonly said by the president, but powers that Congress has improvidently given to the president. Congress is under both parties, giving power to presidents of both parties, because Congress would just as soon slough off its responsibilities and its powers. So presidents now have vast discretion to declare emergencies about this and that, to restrict commerce in the name of national security under this and that with virtually no oversight or hindrance. I think what Mr. McConnell can do is go to Joe Biden. And remember this, Biden spent 36 years in the Senate. McConnell's just finished his 36 years in the Senate. Between them, 72 years in the Senate. Biden has more congressional experience, far more than any president in history. The closest two are Gerald Ford and Lyndon Johnson, each of which had 24 years in Congress. So Biden knows the Congress, reveres the Congress, and I think would be ready to have Congress function better and be more involved in American governance rather than as a mere team player with whoever's the president at the time. Mitch McConnell, for his part, can change the way the Senate works by reining in the promiscuous use of filibusters, by confirming to the administration promptly and without undue delay nominees by Joe Biden to offices that they will fill only as long as Biden is president. That is, these are not judicial offices of lifetime appointments. And by moving away from the promiscuous use of filibusters, which amounts to a 60-vote supermajority for almost everything in the Senate, by moving away, the Senate can begin to function again, can begin to be more amicable and civil, and can begin to regain its sense of dignity as a countervailing force to the executive branch, which is what Madison had in mind in the first place.
Well, you have a suggestion in your column, which I think is kind of obvious. For years and years, people have been talking, certainly for all of President Trump's term, about an infrastructure bill, actually doing something about it. Most Democrats say they want it. Most Republicans say they want it. Good place for McConnell and Biden to start?
Absolutely, for a number of reasons. First of all, it's of low ideological saliency. It's not like welfare reform was in the 1990s or health care reform in the first years of the 21st century. It's of low ideological content. You can split the differences, a trillion here, a billion there. You know, it's the sort of thing people are good at negotiating in legislative arenas. And there's something in it for absolutely everyone. An infrastructure program of $1 trillion, there isn't going to be a congressional district in the country that isn't going to benefit. There isn't going to be every senator and congressman will have friends and supporters and would-be friends and supporters in the construction industry around the country. Everybody gets happy. And we could use a little jolt of happiness.
How do we pay for it?
Oh, we don't pay for anything, Michael. You know that. what we do is we borrow the money from Elizabeth Warren on the left to Ted Cruz on the right. The most striking fact about American politics isn't discord; it's consensus. And the consensus is we should have a large, ever-expanding government and not pay for it. We're all agreed on that.
Well, not George Will, I don't think. Read his column. Read his book, The Conservative Sensibility. Information about it posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Together with his recent column on how Biden and McConnell can help each other and the country. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Kevin McCarthy is one of the most energized and encouraged Republicans around in the country right now, because he is going to end up gaining, it could be as many as 10 seats, maybe more. Certainly, the margin between Republicans and Democrats will be within 10 seats, and that's very good news for the minority leader, at the moment at least, Kevin McCarthy, because what it means is that in the first midterm election of a typical president's first term, in other words, 2022, assuming that Biden becomes the president, that in 2022, the average president has his party lose almost 20 seats. That's on average. President Trump lost far more. President Obama lost far more. But if Kevin McCarthy can gain just 10 or 12 or 14 seats next time, and he should be able to, he's Speaker. So he's trying out for that role and speaking about the need right now to do some pandemic relief. And the numbers of the coronavirus make that very apparent why that's so extraordinarily important. If you look at those numbers, the way they've gone up just in the month of November, they've gone up from 96,000 new cases a day all the way up to it's now 150,000 new cases a day. Things are getting difficult, and I think that Leader McCarthy is right in what he says about this going beyond politics. This would be clip 5A.
I want to have happen. I want politics to end on the COVID. And, you know, I've been in all the discussions with the leaders. I've never watched one leader play politics more than anything else than Nancy Pelosi. She played politics from the very first time we did the CARES Act. You watched her delay it a week. You watched her, and I've watched her time and again inside the meetings. She had one mission and one mission only. She was willing to sacrifice her own members. Remember what she said prior to departure when we were talking about COVID and the problem solvers had put a plan up. What'd she call the problem solvers? They're irrelevant. She knew her own members were going to lose. But her whole focus, her tunnel vision was, it didn't matter what the issue is, but if I can make President Trump weaker for an election, I'm going to do it. And what she did in that instance is she sacrificed our economy and people who were hurting. The election is now over. And I think it was very clear that she should end her politics about it.
And look, I think that there should be overwhelming agreement with that proposition. It would be very good. It would be good for the economy. It would be good for the health of the country. It would be good for facing this dark winter that Dr. Fauci and everybody has warned us for. If we could get a little bit of action out of the Congress. And frankly, Mitch McConnell has indicated he is willing to put forward a constructive bill that would include more money for extended unemployment benefits, more money sent of some kind to every American, which they're talking about again. And there's a question about the new Congress. This is clip 5B. And a question raised by Kevin McCarthy of California, the minority leader of the House, about whether or not Pelosi would even continue as Speaker. Listen.
Done. Now, working on the other side and thinking about the next Congress, I put a lot of thought into it. I'm first going to wait to see who holds up to become Speaker. As you know, I've been to those battles. They're not easy. It takes 218 on the floor. There were 15 Democrats who voted against the speakership of Nancy Pelosi last time. 10 of those 15 Democrats will be back. If 10 Democrats vote again against Nancy Pelosi, she will not be Speaker. You see, the numbers are different. It is the smallest Democrat majority since World War II. And from every reporting I'm seeing, or if I'm just reading Twitter, from their conference chair to Congresswoman AOC, it doesn't seem they're getting along very well. They're fighting on the fundamental of who they are. For what they champion and what they lost over. And they have the exact same leadership team that they lost last time with. I don't know, in history, has there ever been a leadership team to lose the majority twice? Well, if they elect the same, we'll know for sure whether that will be in history.
We will find out. And he was also asked a question, and it's an important question, about the fact that Joe Biden has not yet been given his top secret intelligence briefings. They were provided to President Trump immediately by President Obama. It is a normal undertaking. So here is the response of Leader McCarthy on that issue of the intelligence briefings. Listen.
You know, I'm part of the Gang of Eight. I do trust our intel community, and I want to make sure I continue to trust it. Joe Biden said, in regards to this, look, access to classified information is useful, but I'm not in a position to make any decisions on those issues anyway. So as I said, one president at a time. He will be president until January 20th. It would be nice to have it, but it's not critical. I think I kind of stand with Joe Biden. I'll trust the intel community. He's not president right now. Don't know if he'll be president January 20th, but whoever is, we'll get the information.
There is all kinds of speculation going on, and I think it's important and it's relevant about what Trump does next. And the fact that he's allowing this kind of speculation and maybe even encouraging it seems to me an indication that the president is preparing at some point to enable a smooth transition of power and to turn over the presidency to Joe Biden without some kind of endless or unnecessary or deeply destructive fight. There is this story out of Axios, covered enthusiastically on Fox News, as a matter of fact. Why? Well, the headline says, Trump eyes starting his own digital media empire to take on Fox News. Now, I just want to call it here. I did a column in February in which I predicted this. Of course, President Trump wants to have his own network. I don't know if they'll call it the Trump Network or they'll call it the America First Network. Who knows? But here's the story. President Trump has told friends he wants to start a digital media company to clobber Fox News and undermine the conservative-friendly network. Some Trump advisors think Fox News made a mistake with an early call seconded by AP of President-elect Biden's win in Arizona. That enraged Trump and gave him something tangible to use in his attack on the network. He plans to wreck Fox, no doubt about it, said a source with a detailed knowledge of Trump's intentions. So what is the Fox response? I think the Fox response is actually kind of right on the money. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump meeting with his campaign team this Thursday. The president also meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. During her weekly press conference, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi of California was asked if Democrats should allow some of the same legal challenges that were afforded to Democrat Al Gore back in 2000 to President Trump.
Let me just say what Dick Cheney said at the time. In 2000, the delayed ascertainment caused many difficulties. The Bush administration was outspoken about the about what was happening in the country. And as the leader said, this is a completely different situation. We're talking about one state.
Election Day legal hearings taking place in Arizona and Pennsylvania on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The report about the upcoming Trump network is that it will not be a cable channel. Why not? Because getting carried on cable systems can be expensive and time-consuming, and this is something apparently the president wants to get up right away after he leaves office on January 20th. And Trump is considering, reports Axios, a digital media channel that would stream online, which would be cheaper and much easier to start. Trump's digital offering would likely charge a monthly fee to MAGA fans, and many are Fox News viewers, and he'd aim to replace the Fox network. And the $5.99 a month Fox Nation streaming service, which has an 85% conversion rate from free trials to paid subscribers as their top destination. In other words, he would take the place not of Fox News as a cable channel, but of the Fox Nation streaming service. And do you think there are a lot of people, millions of people, who would be willing to pay $5.99, $6 a month to see the Trump channel, which would undoubtedly include a, I would imagine, nightly show involving the former president of the United States, would cover, maybe with exclusive rights, his live rallies, which you know that President Trump is going to want to continue. I think as a media venture, this obviously makes a great deal of sense. They also point out that the Trump campaign has a giant database of emails and cell phone contacts. They literally have millions of people who have contributed to his campaign. Small contributors, ordinary people, good patriotic American folks. And those folks are very likely to make his new digital media channel a success. The source who spoke to Axios said he's going to spend a lot of time slamming Fox. Great. Trump has increasingly complained that Fox News interviews more Democrats than it used to. He has needled the network by promoting other conservative outlets, including One America News and Newsmax. Okay, response from Fox to this story. Lachlan Murdoch, who is the Fox Corporation CEO now, he's son of Rupert Murdoch, obviously, he said on a November 3rd earnings call, "We love competition. We have always thrived with competition. Fox News has been the number one network, including broadcast networks, from Labor Day through to Election Day," which really is remarkable for a cable network. And I suspect that this could be very interesting and maybe end up strengthening Fox by making it look relatively not centrist, because they don't want to be centrist, but making them look journalistic and at least more open to something other than a personal network based on President Trump's forthcoming campaign. Now, why do I say President Trump's forthcoming campaign? There's another story. I just broke. A source familiar with internal discussions, this is from Reuters, said Trump was telling allies he planned to run for president in 2024, and he could easily announce it by the end of the year. There's some speculation, and again, this was Jeremy Steiner's idea weeks ago, was that at the same time he concedes, he would announce or indicate that he is planning to run to regain the presidency in 2024. And well, part of this has to do with Trump already doing something that's very unusual. Generally, when a president loses his bid for re-election, he does not try to control who runs the Republican Party. But President Trump is making that attempt. He said yesterday that he endorsed Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel to stay on in her position in what one source said could be a prelude to Trump's announcing plans to run for president in 2024. This is pulling a Grover. Grover Cleveland won a very close race with a minority of the vote, but he had more votes than his opponent, James G. Blaine, in 1884. Then in 1888, he lost. But he lost a race. This was the first time in which a candidate who got more popular votes actually lost to a candidate who got fewer popular votes. He lost to Benjamin Harrison. And then Cleveland came back in 1892. But there's a little bit of a difference, and the difference has to do with age. Cleveland was relatively young when he became president. When he came back for the third race for president, when he came back after losing, he was still only 55. President Trump, of course, would be 78, and that would put him at exactly the same age level that Joe Biden will be when he takes his oath of office. Would it be a repeat of Biden versus Trump? It seems to me highly doubtful. Joe Biden has not ruled out running for a second term, but he hasn't even begun his first term, and I think most people, including people who are close to Joe Biden, suggest that he will be, as he puts it, a transitional president. The idea that all of this is going on at the same time that there are other Republicans who are talking about running for president, like Mike Pence, who it seems to me is a likely candidate, would be a strong candidate. Marco Rubio, Josh Hawley, Nikki Haley. There are tons of Republicans. Would President Trump sort of block their ability to build a credible campaign? Very possibly. Very possibly. President Trump also today congratulated the governor of West Virginia, whose name is Jim Justice, universally known as Big Jim. He's 6'8". He's big. President Trump praised his ally and West Virginia Governor Jim Justice today for refusing to acknowledge Joe Biden as president-elect. Trump tweeted approvingly of justice just a day after the governor said he did not view the election as over. The president has made baseless claims about voter fraud costing him a re-election. This, at least in the news story version, and they always bring that out. Big Jim is the greatest, Trump wrote, using a nickname for the Republican governor and billionaire businessman. Speaking on MSNBC, Democrat Joe Manchin pleaded with the governor to just say the facts and accept that Biden beat Trump. The former vice president was declared the winner of the presidential race on November 7th after flipping Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. It puts us in a very bad light, Manchin said of Justice's position. Now, Justice is a former Democrat. He's now a Republican. Joe Manchin is a Democrat. When he says it puts us in a very bad light, he means the state of West Virginia, not one party or another. Justice vowed, the governor of West Virginia, that he would celebrate and support Biden if legal challenges and any potential recounts do not change the outcome of the race. He said that could take weeks. That is more problematic, especially with President Trump just firing the Secretary of Defense, installing three new top-ranked people at the Defense Department, a new Secretary of Defense, and new people in responsible positions, and with speculation that he would move immediately to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, or perhaps make some kind of strike against Iran. His name, by the way, for President Trump is not only up there for starting his own new network, but for filling shoes of a beloved American at maybe one of the major broadcast networks. Where? We will give you the answer coming up on the MedVet Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show, Americans continue to be deeply engaged in the process of this election. There are lawsuits and recounts and tremendous public interest in what's going on. But there needs to be public interest on what goes on, 6 months from now, when people are elected and serving in office. You need to be in touch with your politicians. Everybody feels this one time or another. When something goes wrong in your neighborhood or in your community or even in your state, you want to contact your politician? Well, there's an easy way now, and it's completely free. Completely free. It doesn't even cost you a stamp. Go to contactmypolitician.com. That's contactmypolitician.com. Your representatives work for you, and there's no better way to make your voice be heard than with this website. ContactMyPolitician.com is American-owned. It is nonpartisan. It is free completely, and the easiest way for you to find all your elected representatives and let them know what's on your mind. Go to ContactMyPolitician.com, and don't forget to tell them that Michael sent you. Now, this is another underdog race. President Trump is never afraid of underdog races. But bookmakers are right now offering bets. They offer bets on everything. I'm sure you can already get different odds if you're betting on President Trump to win re-election. Not in 2020. I don't think that's really an item that's even on the table right now. But 2024 most definitely is. Especially if President Biden, President-elect Biden, ends up having a tough term. Trump, of course, would love to come roaring back. And he would have to be the favorite for the Republican nomination. But if he doesn't do that, bookmakers are offering bets on Trump as a potential long shot to replace Alex Trebek as host of Jeopardy. Does that sound right to you?
We're winning with everybody.
The commander-in-chief is listed along with some 29 other possible replacements offered on sports betting. Other unlikely contenders include Pierce Morgan and Joe Rogan. Unsurprisingly, the front-runner to take the a Jeopardy slot is from the greatest Jeopardy winner of all time, Ken Jennings. He was recently brought in as a consulting producer and brand ambassador. He's the clear favorite to take the hot seat with Jeopardy. With even odds, gamblers would win $100 for every $100 they bet. If you want to bet on President Trump, would President Trump take that? I don't think so. I think he would prefer to have his own digital network and to continue doing the rallies. Why? Because there's so much material for calling out crazy liberals. And there is one story which has gotten a lot of attention because it was recorded. A member of the Portland City Council, Joanne Hardesty, who is a longtime civil rights leader in Portland. She was head of the local NAACP. She was the first black woman elected to the Portland City Council. She's a big, big advocate of defunding the police. She wanted to cut $18 million from the budget for the Portland Police Bureau. But when she was facing a real emergency of her own, well, she called the police right away. What was the problem? She was taking a lift, and she wanted the driver to roll up the window because she was cold. And he said, no, the coronavirus pandemic said they had to keep the window open. And then they started arguing about where she would get out of his vehicle. Here is what it sounded like when she called 911 for this lift driver emergency. Listen.
911, what's your emergency?
Well, I got a Lyft driver that decided he would just drop me off at a filling station and he wants me to get out, and I'm not getting out of the car and the dark at a filling station. Not happening. All because I asked him to put the window up, but I'm not leaving. He says I have to get out of his car, or he's calling the police, so I decided to call for help.
Okay. I mean, technically it's his property and you have a civil agreement. There's no crimes involved.
Well, he said he was calling the cops. I told him he's not going
to
believe me.
It's not a crime to call the cops.
Well,
I mean, I could have the officer. What was that?
I said, I am not going to allow him to leave me on the side of the road. I paid for a ride, and
okay.
He canceled it. He says he canceled it.
Canceled.
So I'm just going to sit here until he sends me another ride.
I can't send you a ride. You have to.
Only you can order another ride.
Okay, she wasn't being let off on the side of the road. It was they were pulled up at a filling station. As the driver, you could hear him saying it there. She continued to complain and refused to get out of the car. This is clip B.
Well, I didn't cancel the ride. He canceled the ride.
Right. Which is his obligation as a human being on the face of the earth to cancel a contract like that. It's not a crime.
That's
part of your user license agreement when you accept taking rides with strangers. So I can have an officer come out, but they're not going to be able to make him stay there.
Well, I mean, he can't go anywhere because I'm not moving until another car comes. So, all right.
Okay. So I can have officers come out. Where are you?
I don't know where I am. I'm at a
Chevron on I.
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
The Chevron. I'm not.
Apparently, I'm at the Chevron.
In what city?
In Richfield.
What's your name?
My name is Joanne Hardesty.
All right, well, officers come out.
Okay, then the Lyft driver called 911 to say she won't get out of his vehicle. Listen.
Exactly what happened.
Well, I've got a customer that I canceled the ride. I'm a rideshare driver, and I canceled the ride, and I've taken her off the freeway to the filling station so that she can order another ride. I canceled the ride, so she's no longer, you know, involved or engaged with me. She's refusing to get out of my car.
Okay.
So I just need somebody to tell her she can't. She's happy to get another ride. She can perfectly do that.
Yeah.
Get another driver, but she's refusing to do that.
And she's in your car now. Are you in there with her?
Yeah. I'm sitting in my front seat. She's in the back seat. I can step out of the vehicle if you'd like me to do that.
Oh, no, no, no. That's okay. And she's already called us. Is that right?
Yeah, she called.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a call entered, and Richfield police officer is dispatched to the call as of right now. Unless they get diverted for another emergency or whatnot, they should be coming to you.
Okay, you'll notice that the first 911 operator did not recognize her name as a member of the city council. And the headline in the New York Post, it says, Portland City Commissioner pushing to defund police called 911 over Lyft ride. But there is a lesson here, isn't there? I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. As everybody needs cops at one point or another. Our life would be sheer hell. And is sheer hell at the places where police are not present, not available. We play some of these 911 calls from time to time because people sometimes just call the police over nonsense. And this is over nonsense. And by the way, what kind of political leader is she supposed to be if she can't even negotiate getting another Lyft ride because she doesn't want to have the windows down? And apparently the regulations are during COVID, they're supposed to have the windows down. Now, I am sure that at some point there's going to be some people lining up on her side, and this will continue to be an issue in Portland. And probably they will bring politics and charges of racism regarding this issue. But for goodness sake, I mean, really, has the country really come to this? That a guy who's trying to earn a living, at least they voted, I think, in behalf of keeping Lyft and Uber alive in California, where they had a chance to vote. They did not regulate them into a difficulty for the people who are trying to earn a living that way. There are so many unnecessary fights that do no good at all to anyone and don't advance the cause of unity or progress for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.